You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's another great day right here on Inspired News Radio. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Sullivan, and I will be your host for the next hour on this show every week that we call Mind Your Own Business. Right here on Inspired News Radio, we bring to you entrepreneurs, successful people, CEOs of all kinds of different businesses and services, and all of them for one thing and one thing only, and that is to improve your life, make life a little bit better, improve the quality of your life, or make things just a little bit easier for you. And this week is no exception. I have been looking forward to this interview for a very long time. I am so, so glad that this beautiful lady has agreed to be a guest. And today, Lynn McDonald, how are you? And welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me here, Scott. I've also been looking forward to this.
Well, thank you for that. The reason that I have been looking forward to so much for this is because of your absolute positive outlook on life and the fact that you are helping people through transformative coaching and how to self-love. I think one of the things that I talk to so many people every week and I talk about is that voice in our head, that self-talk that is so negative, and it's debilitating in some cases because we talk ourselves into a corner about how bad we are or how you can't do that, or we do it from fear or whatever. And I love what you are doing, and that the fact that you are putting something to replace that in our self-talk and helping us to look in the mirror and not loathe what we see. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. So many people, that's really what it comes down to is, you know, I don't love myself. And once you go inside and reconnect with that, then your whole world changes from the inner world to the outer world. Oh, I could be here for hours talking about this, but you're absolutely right.
Well, we are going to take the next hour and we are going to help a bunch of listeners. So strap in, folks. Here we are on Mind Your Own Business, another week right here on Inspired News Radio. So put in, tighten your seatbelts, keep your arms and legs inside the ride, because Lynn McDonald is going to take us on a journey on how not only the empowerment and how she is empowering people, and sometimes specifically women, and I'm not going to be too chauvinistic there, but I'm going to touch on that because we got to have some men, voices here too.
You might be my first one. I'm looking for men, absolutely. They got the same issues, absolutely.
So she's been empowering mostly women in the last few years, and she can also, the best part about this is so she can give you the specific tools. See, this is where women and men differ, in my opinion. A guy, you mentioned tools, you got my attention. So I want those specific tools that will help me look in the mirror and go, man, you're a handsome looking dude. No, I want to be able to look deeper than the flesh and be able to say, I like the person that's on the inside, and I want to be able to control and change that narrative. And I'm looking forward to that. But as you know, and I hope you're a listener, as you know, we always start off with the origin story. The feedback I get from my listeners every week is, wow, Scott, I love your show, but I really like hearing where these people came from. How did they get there? It makes me feel like, well, if they did it, I can do it. You know, it makes you more relatable. It lets everybody kind of know that we started off in the same place somewhere, right? You know, we've all kind of gone through at least similar experiences. So let's jump back a few years and talk about how you got your feet on this path, and what did that look like? What was the, you know, when did you wake up one morning and go, this is it, I found my calling?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, so much leads you on the path in life. And, you know, we never know where we're truly being led. So really, I didn't start off this way. I was a type A, I'll say lunatic. And I worked in the corporate America for about 14 years. And quite frankly, I used to sit in my car and, you know, I needed a paycheck. And I would sit in my car and I would know that there was something bigger for me. I just knew it, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to get there. And I enjoyed my job. Not that I didn't like it, because I did a lot of training. I did curriculum development, which truly gave me a lot of the skills that I need for today. But I just knew that there was something for me. So you always have to trust where your path takes you. And I had the opportunity at one point to leave my corporate job. And as we were reload to another area, I had the opportunity to get involved with fitness because, you know, I struggled all of my life until I was about 33 years old with the number on the scale, gaining, losing, and that whole ridiculous diet world and diet culture. And I began teaching classes. And as I was getting older, I really totally, first of all, enjoyed teaching. And I would just bother me a bit when women would come in and they'd be working out so hard and they'd be so distraught and just they couldn't believe they're not losing weight. They said, you know, they're, you know, watching what they eat, this and that and the other thing. And that just kind of always in the back burner of my mind. I've always wondered a lot about that. But as I began to get older, I thought, well, you know what, why don't I go check out yoga teacher training? How hard can that be? So I checked that out and it's tough. So it was a year program. It was unbelievable. And really, truly, that's when I woke up. We had meditations and I never meditated before in my life. So, you know, what am I now at that point? I'm in my late 40s probably and or mid 40s. And that truly, literally, it was like someone turned the light switch on. And I lived a good life. Not that it was a bad life, but I realized it really wasn't what I really wanted. So I became more obsessed about the mind. I opened up a yoga studio and worked with lots of people, people coming through, not just the fitness part. I would, you know, get deeply involved with meditations and went to the 100-hour hypnosis training. And I just became more obsessed, literally obsessed about the mind. Then I went to, train with Dr. Richard Bandler. He's half the inventor of neurolinguistic programming. Absolutely, that woke me up as well. And that's really just the study of how people use their mind deliberately and on purpose to stop fears, phobias, for weight loss, for smoking, all of that. Very, very powerful, which I totally enjoyed that. So as I began to get more involved with that, I began to get more involved with hypnosis. And then I really was seeing clients and I realized, you know what? How's this going to work? An hour or two session, them in a chair, me talking. That's crazy. They're already in a terrible hypnotic trance. So yeah, I learned more on how to get them out of the trance because really, you know, between the ages of 0 to 7, we are in a trance. We're in theta brainwave state, which is exactly hypnosis. We're powerless and we have the ability to surrender and accept to whatever we're shown is the truth. So if we see how our family deals with life, or really not deals with life so well, maybe they've developed certain coping mechanisms to not, you know, deal with pain, to numb out, drinking, smoking, eating, whatever it might be, even depression, anxiety. These are all learned. And unfortunately, you know, we get that in a sense. And now, you know, these children are growing up in life and struggling. So that was when I really became the more clients that I saw and worked with, that was just so prevalent that the really root cause was never anyone who's drinking, never anyone who's smoking or feels like they're addicted to food, which, by the way, is the biggest joke out there. Because you know what? We need food to live. You can't be addicted to food. None of that is the real problem. That's the good news. The real problem is the meaning that we had given to it. So that's where my specialty lies, is literally going and working with these people, going within. And I say going within, literally teaching them how to be aware and awake, raising their level of consciousness. Because, as you know, Scott, we could only change when we're aware of what it is. So if something has gone unconscious and you bring it to the conscious level, that's where you have the ability to make a different choice and change that. So that's my specialty. And I have no formula. I don't copy anything. I don't use anyone's method but my method. And it is, through deep insight. It is through intuition that I'm able to go in deep and help these people, literally these lovely women that I work with, transform. It's not a challenge. This is not a fake change where you're doing a behavioral change. Normally, you know, my clients come to me when it's the last stop. They've been through bariatric surgery. They've been to 20 to 30 years of therapy and counseling. They have done it all and they have nowhere else to go. And they're ready to do something and they know that they need a different strategy. And this is it. This is the only way. So, it is literally true transformation. That's, you know, the ultimate change is transformation. So I think I got off topic, but anyway.
No. That's fantastic. I'm passionate about this. I think you're doing great. I was reading your material and some of the stuff that, I've seen some of your posts on social media and I've read some of your materials. And what I love about your transformation coaching and what you're doing, especially, I love how you have added, you've tacked on at the end. There are so many people that say, well, I'm a transformation coach or I'm a transformative coach. But I love how you've added on their self-love. And I also love the fact is that you address all aspects. I mean, it's the holistic, you know, the entire organism, physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. I mean, I love when you start talking about things like you have mentioned probably 10 times in the material that I've been reading about you is that optimal health is not, you know, being at 3% body fat and, you know, lean muscle and, you know, that's not optimum health. Optimum health is when the mind, the body, the spirit are all working together. And, you know, whether you're 20 pounds overweight or too skinny, and whether it has to do with what your mental state is, as well as all of those other things too. I love that. I think that you're on the right track here. I think we need a complete overhaul.
Yeah. And you're 100% right. It is, you know, mind, body, spirit, everything is all connected. And unfortunately, you know, when people go to get true help, to change a habit or to change whatever it is, that's never the real issue. And it's unfortunate, but they suffer all of their life because they don't know of any other way. And, you know, the bottom line is this: change your energy, change your life. And most people go, oh, yeah, but how do you do that? You do that by teaching your body, what I do with my clients, how to spend time in empowering emotional states, because our body gets addicted to the emotions of the past, which are usually disempowering. So when we teach our body what it feels like to live in gratitude, to live in love, peace, joy, these are emotions of the heart. The heart sends more signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Heart math coherence is spectacular. It's incredible and it can change your life. And I use a lot of heart math because I'm a trainer there as well. And it is very, very powerful. And when you teach people these skills, it becomes amazing and transforming when they can go, okay, you know what? I'm kind of feeling sad, depressed right now. You scan your body and I teach them how to change it, but you have to be aware to do that. You don't have to go down the same emotional road you've been all your life. And that's what's key to change, which, you know, I'm preaching to the choir, I'm sure, but it's powerful.
Well, there's a lot of listeners out there right now that are struggling. And I always love when I have these interviews with extremely powerful women like yourself that are bringing this level of change, this level of consciousness. There's another phrase that you use that I want to highlight again. And you talked about it being intuitive. You need to be aware, intuitive, a knowledge, whatever the word is that you want to insert there, but it's sort of like being in tune with that higher power, whatever you call it. If you call it Allah or God or Source or whatever you call it, if you're in tune with that, that's your spiritual. That's if you're in tune with whether you're hungry or not, I mean, that's your your mental and your physical. You know whether or not your joint hurts or your knee hurts or your back hurts or, you know, whatever it is. But if you're not aware, you can't address it. It's like you said earlier. So I think there's a level of intuitiveness here that people also need to learn. Because I'll give you an example. This is now, and I don't know if this is exactly going to be a one-to-one analogy, but you know how, like, if you're sitting at the stoplight and you know that you need to turn right to go home. And instead, there's that calm, still voice down somewhere in wherever that resides for you. And it says, you know, you should go straight. And you think, okay, why would I do that? I need to turn right to go home. But if you hear it and you listen to it and you acknowledge it, then you are strengthening that skill. And then the next time you go straight, there's somebody that needs your help, or there's an opportunity for you to lead with your heart that was there waiting. And it was whatever the power in the universe, and wow, I'm sounding so woo-woo right now, but whatever the power of the universe is that was talking to you, you're strengthening that skill. Is that, yes, is that, am I anywhere on the same page?
No, you're absolutely right. And you know what, Scott, you do bring up a very good point. So here's the difference. Many people live in their head. When you live in your head, you're in the push and play program of the past. When you're in your head, you are in the program of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, shame, blame, guilt, whatever it is, and you run the
path
program.
Path to donut.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you're in there, you're disembodied, which means you are not connected to your body. You don't know if you're hungry. You don't know what emotional state your body is in, because the body really truly is the subconscious mind. You are truly not living in the present moment at all. And to be connected to your intuition is being connected really into even your heart, because really that is the intuition, the seat of our soul, in a sense. Our intelligence, and that voice, so to speak, that whisper, like you're describing, is very different than the voice in your head.
Oh, yes, I agree. So I'm going to paraphrase this, and if I'm wrong, just tell me I'm wrong. But it sounds like if we filter it through the heart, we're filtering that thought process through love. And if we filter it through the head, then we're filtering it through the negative emotions of fear and scarcity. And that's where that disconnect could be. So if we're saying, hey, heart, you guide me, you tell me which direction to go, then it's leading us possibly, now it could be leading you the same direction, it just could give you a better outlook on life, but it could be leading you in a different direction too. Am I anywhere close to on the mark here?
Well, yeah, you're right, because the whole thing really is if we live in disempowering emotions, depression, sad, fear, anger, you know, we have these thoughts, and then, you know, the body produces the matching chemical, because the language of the mind is through thought, the language of the body is through the emotions, feelings. So what happens is we're not checked into the heart area even at all, or even our intuition. So yes, in order to really tap into your intuition, you have to have the higher frequency vibration emotions of love, peace, joy, gratitude. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I got to tell you. So world-renowned speaker, a lady who is empowering people all over the world, yoga trainer, neuro-linguistic programming specialist. I mean, you've got quite an accomplished resume there, Miss McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love it. I love the brain. And, you know, when you really study and, you know, self-learning is key also. I make big investment in myself. I continue learning and growing, because, you know, I'm literally addicted to this stuff, because it is, my clients inspire me. Like, I can't tell you, I just got off of a 21 days. This was something brand new that I'm doing. 21 days every single day for an hour in the morning. It's the same group of women, and they log on through Zoom. And it's live and face-to-face, and we do our, I don't want to say training, but it's more of a group coaching. I'm not one to sell, so to speak, information. Absolutely no one does anything. Information can't change your life. So it's all transformative through questions, through, you know, guidance from up above, you know, and helping these women uncover what they need to uncover. And really, it comes down to self-observation, not making the same choices we made the day before. And when they literally become aware of their program, that's when they're able to shift and change it, shift and change their beliefs. So it's been very, very powerful. So that's why I'm so passionate, because quite frankly, I have women who've been through therapy for 30 years, and I'm not making this up. There's nothing fake about me. I speak the truth, and I'm not bad mouthing anything. I just know that this is the only way to change, because I have the proof. Could I share a client story, or am I taking up too much time?
Oh no, you're fine. We're now just kind of moving to the next phase of the interview, which is, you know, kind of tell us, you know, what's new and what's happening in your life, which you're sharing. So just go right ahead. This is great.
Yeah. So the 21 days has been amazing. And even I say, why did I pick 21 days? Because it's enough commitment for someone to give up some time. I say give up, but they've invested their time in themselves, and there's homework, and they can manage it for 21 days versus 60 days. Are they going to be totally, you know, perfect or whatever word people use within 21 days? No, but you know what? You know this, when you're on a journey, it's every single day work. It's doing the work. Gee, that thought isn't really what I need. Let it go. Let it go without judgment. Feel the emotions. Let it go. Connect back in. Change your emotional state. It's doing the work, catching triggers, you know, things along that line. So it gives you just enough. And many of them stay with me and work with me once a month after that, or whatever else they want, once a week. So it helps them get that fresh start on their path the right way. So I'm very, very happy about this, and it's really better than I could even imagine. So this was really actually a nice surprise, even more so. But one of the biggest, I will tell you, the transformations, one, they're all great, but one that stood really stands out with me most is a gal that I helped last year. They do all the work. I take no credit, really. I'm just guiding them. 67 years old, literally spent 31 years in talk therapy. And she knew that she had to change. She was getting older. She hung up with me on that first call, and she said to herself, I'm never, ever, ever again going to talk about the past. And she never did. She called everybody up she knew and said, listen, if you're going to talk to me, we can't talk about the past. We need to talk about new things. And they were thrilled. So why did she do that? When you talk about your past, when you continue to talk about the same story over and over and over, that program becomes hardwired even more in your brain, and the emotions in your body, your body becomes even more addicted. Good luck trying to make change. You can't. So as soon as she did that, that began automatically to shift her awareness and her body. Now was stepping into what we call the unknown, unfamiliar territory, because she made, like a lot of us do, we make an identity out of our stories. We carry this badge of honor in a sense. So she made such transformation. She moved cross country. She reunited with family members she didn't speak to. She became, you know, more social because she hid from life because she didn't feel good about herself. And you know, I talked to her a couple months ago, and I said, I haven't heard from you. She goes, Lynn, I'm living life. She said, I'm having a great time. Does it get any better than this?
All right. All right.
This is the type of, you know, literally when I say transformation, what can happen when you, you know, invest in yourself, and without these quick fixes, you don't have to wait to meet Prince Charming. You don't have to win the lottery. You know, nothing from your outer world can change your inner world, you know? So that's what the beauty of this is.
That is so fantastic. Lynn, I tell you, that is, I just can't believe how fast this time went. I mean, we've already been on the phone, you know, talking for 40 minutes, and it's just like, I keep looking up at the clock and I'm going, wow, we could do this. We may have to have you back to finish up this conversation, but I want to move into the next phase of our interview. And I want to talk about a little bit about what you're doing today. What's in the future? What's happening for the Lynn McDonald story, and kind of where you're heading with this and what direction? And obviously we got to get more people. We got to touch and talk to more people. So what's the plan here? How are we moving forward? Are you still coaching every day? Are you teaching yoga every day? What's, What's the next chapter as we turn the page for the Lynn McDonald story?
Yeah, awesome. Lynn wants to get out there more and more and more, whichever way I can, in person, online, whatever it might be. And I do hold, I'm getting more into doing retreats, small retreats, because again, when you're out of your normal everyday environment, you have the opportunity to begin to transform. So I was in Sedona, Arizona a month and a half ago, which just was knocked my socks off. It was beautiful. I'm going to go back there. I have a retreat planned here in Connecticut that I'm sharing with another lady. It's a 3-day event on the water. We rented a beautiful B&B home. And I'm doing actually a yoga retreat, which is just half a day in the Connecticut area. So I want to get out more, absolutely. And, you know, in different, you know, yoga's great. Meditation should be all part of, you know, people beginning to go inward and, you know, begin to connect inside. And so I'm getting out there more and more because people need this type of work. They need these skills to really truly change their life, because people go through suffering and, you know, life is so short, you know, and if you're not living the life to your full potential, you know, we're here not to suffer. We're here to help people. We're here to serve. And if I could help people live their best life ever, why not? And, you know, not everybody resonates with you. You know how it goes. You know, the people that we're supposed to help, that's how I feel like I've come in contact with. So, but more and more people, definitely. I would love to do some talks and more podcasts. I had a podcast, but I've kind of put that aside because I've been so busy doing coaching. But it's all good.
Okay. So obviously we need to, right now, if you're listening to my voice coming out all over the world on Inspired News Radio, thank you, first of all, for tuning in. I am talking to Lynn McDonald. She is a, oh my gosh, I could list the litany of things I could list about her, a yoga master. She is a transformative coach that is all about doing it in love. And she does one-on-ones, face-to-face. She does retreats. She does coaching. She works over virtual reality, which is like the Zoom. You know, she can do it online. She can do it over the phone. She can do it one-on-one. But she is empowering people to become their best selves and to pull everything together, mind, body, spirit, pulling it all together and making sense of it, right? So if you are the person right now that is listening to this and you're going, everything you've described, Lynn, is me. I'm going through that right now. This is I'm hearing you and I'm resonating with what you're saying. Then I need to know how to get a hold of you. So the best way is to go to your Facebook, I think. Is that how we are connecting with you right now?
Yeah, Facebook, Lynn McDonald, MacDonald. There's a few of them out there, but they'll see that my picture is out there along with some background. It's an empowering you type of background. So they can connect to me there. Also through email as well at HIGHVIBS222 at gmail.com as well. Oh, then I have my business page also on Facebook, and I'm trying to change my name because I've updated the company name, but Facebook won't let me change it to my new name because they have you know, regulations. But anyway, the page is Guidance to Life, LLC. It used to be Spiritual Guidance to Weight Loss and Life, and I have since changed it. So that's the abbreviated version on Facebook as of today.
Okay. And we're also going to do this for you. We will put all of that information, everything that you just mentioned, I will type that out and make sure that it is put up on inspirednewsradio.com. So if you're listening to this right now, it's real easy. Just click over to the host page. You'll see my smiling face looking back at you. Go to my show, Mind Your Own Business. And right there will be the beautiful smiling face of Lynn McDonald, MacDonald. And you will be able to click on her email address. So with your permission, I'm going to go ahead and post your email if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
And I will put her I will put her email address on there, HIGHVIBS222@gmail.com. I'll get that up on the website along with her Facebook, and I'll put the entire Facebook with her link and everything on there so that you can find it just by one click and you can connect with her. Because what we want here at Inspired News Radio, most of you know that are listening right now, you're this I hope it's your first time. Welcome if it is, but most of you are return listeners and we appreciate it. We, our mantra is that we put out positive programs that we deliver to the world that are designed specifically to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. And Lynn does all of those. She checks all of those boxes. She will inspire you because if you read her material and you look at what she's doing, you will become inspired. The information is absolutely fantastic. You will become educated in just some fabulous things that she's doing to help your mind, body, and soul. And you will be extremely motivated because I've got to tell you, her testimonials and the people that she is helping, they speak so highly of her. And I am also a huge fan. So her business is Transformative Coaching to Self-Love. So look in the mirror and be able to run that tape. If you're going to do head talk, then at least have the tape say something positive to you. But better yet, connect the head and the heart and lead from the heart. Right. So if you can do that and the tools that she has right now, and I'm paraphrasing, but Lynn, I understand is your practice has been primarily helping women, but you are looking for some of us Neanderthals, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm doing a big shout out to all you men. So, you know, sand off the calluses and pick up the phone and call, you know, pick up the phone and type in your Facebook page or ask your wife how to do it and get on Facebook and find Lynn and connect with her because, believe it or not, we need a little help too every once in a while from mind, body, and spirit. Just from the way we're born and the way we're raised in America, we're probably squishing it down a little further than the women are. So we probably need a little more help than they do.
Exactly, Scott. And I'm having a page also, a private Facebook page called A Mission You Possible. And that's going to be a paid monthly subscription. Why? Because I want the right people on that page. And I don't want it to be like, unfortunately, a lot of other pages out there where people just complain and do things like that. This is an opportunity that people will get to work with me. I'm going to do, you know, live meditations, lunch and learns, conversations over coffee, book clubs, journaling. I have a set of journaling cards that I've authored with a lady. So these are the things that I want to bring to people to help them begin to tap into their inner world to begin their journey. So and that's another positive.
Say that group page again for us.
It's a Mission Possible You.
And is you Y-O-U or just the letter U?
Yeah, Y-O-U.
Mission Possible You.
Possible You. And it's available. It'll come. I'll have to send you the link. I can send you the actual link because it won't go directly into Facebook. It'll go through ClickFunnels. But I'm very, very excited about this page. It is going to be just transforming for people.
Well, please do send it and we'll add it to your page on Inspired News Radio. That'll be great. And please know that I'm extending to you the invitation to come back anytime, be a guest on Mind Your Own Business. I absolutely would love when you have your first group session with a bunch of men. I hope to be one of them on that Zoom call. You've made a fan. I am ready to be part of the next story. I'm ready to take on to some transformation coaching. I also know that you have an Instagram page that I'm following. So thank you very much for being here today. Thank you for giving us this information and all the things that you're doing that are literally affecting the world every single day. And thanks for being a guest. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, Scott. And this has been a great opportunity for me because I could talk about this stuff all day long. And I, you know, it's fascinating. But thank you so much. I have a lot of gratitude for being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And until next time, like I always say, first of all, I couldn't do what I do without you, the listeners. So thank you very much. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for the sponsors that support us at Inspired News Radio. Thank you very much for all of the listeners out there that spread the word. If you would, now's the time. Go to Inspired News Radio. Click on our host page, find me. You can, you know, like my page, you can like Lynn's page, you can get all that information right now. You can get connected with her on her new Facebook group page. We'll have all of that up on Inspired News Radio. We are so thankful for you, and every week We bring you some of the greatest guests that we try and help you improve where you are today, where you're standing and going forward, helping you with mind, body, and spirit, improve your business, improve your life, make life better for you. That's the goal of Mind Your Own Business every week. And like I say, as I sign off, mind your own business because nobody else is going to. So thanks again to Lynn McDonald for being a part of our show this week, and continue to support us. And thank you very much. Until next week, this is Scott Sullivan saying thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business, right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.